Richard Del Conner is the philosopher, poet, and Shaolin flutist. Hey, how are you there? I've actually had my 67th birthday now, and yeah. and ironically, I've been wearing my hair short for the last couple of years. Everybody really liked it, my short little gray beard. And yeah, let's not. Hey, I'm kind of cleaning up here and catching up with myself. I'm up here living on Mount Olympus now, but I recorded a whole bunch of stuff for these podcasts and then I never released it. So I feel bad just kind of like overlooking it or throwing it in the trash. So anyway, here's a poem, Dreams and Ambitions of a Gentleman. And I have released the paperback book that it goes, that this is actually within, called Philosopher, Poet, in a Field of Dreams. And I've also recorded the audiobook, but I haven't edited it, and that's not released yet. But hey, go get the book, Philosopher, Poet, in a Field of Dreams by Richard Del Conner. The paperback's at Amazon.com. Hey, so I'd enjoy this. Hello, Richard Del Conner, reading from my book, Philosopher, Poet, in a Field of Dreams. This is the first poem in the book. It's called Dreams and Ambitions of a Gentleman. And I can remember the evening I wrote it. Someone watched me write it, and he was really excited. And when I did finish, he was so excited and liked it so much, he took a copy of it and posted it on his Facebook page and talked about it. And anyway, here we go. Dreams and Ambitions of a Gentleman. I jammed with Peter today and Miguel on Moore Park Way, a Unitarian church without a cross. It was comfortable there, playing music with some guys with gray hair. I think the pianist was Paul Fox. The bassist is a year younger than me. Sheesh, another old-timer I cannot be. I'm a rock and roll kid still high in his dream, still believing Cream rises to the top. And I'm not considering the word stop, looking for that American Zen team. What I needed was someone who could help me finish what I started to do, like the father or friend I've never had. Is it my fault? My mistake? If there was an opportunity I did not take, it must have been wrong. Perhaps it was bad. Because I'm content with peace of mind. I want lots of stuff, but I'm happy to find another chance to be who I am. Thinking and talking and walking my style, which now is to be strong enough to reconcile my dreams and ambitions of a gentleman. And there you are. There's a poem about growing up and enjoying it.
Station 12, string guitar, flute beside my backpack. Close friends, we've come far to be here all alone on this concrete curb. Money's gone, love's past, future dangling telephone. of friends. Start with your own knife. Gotta learn to not need much. Carry dreams in front pockets. Satisfied to sing. Satisfied with the food I'm eating.
That was Peace of Mind number 2 from the first American Zen album, titled Level 1 Equals Peace of Mind. And the original Peace of Mind that I wrote for that album, I was really, really searching for it. You know, it's a rock opera, and it tells the story of my moving to Utah back in 1992. So the original Peace of Mind was so sad, I didn't even put it on the album. When the whole album was completed, I wrote this one, Peace of Mind number 2, and stuck it on the front. Now, when I went to record the second album, Level 2 Equals Christ Killer, I actually re-recorded the first Peace of Mind and put it on that one. It made sense at the time. Hey, hope you enjoyed it. Get the album, Level 1 Equals Peace of Mind, and my band is American Zen, or it was. The whole idea of American Zen was to record 8 albums, each one being a different spiritual level, and we made it. I actually finished the 8th album in 2015. So that album is done now, and the whole series of American Zen is done, and so I've been recording and doing things as the Kung Fu Cowboy. I consider Kung Fu Cowboy to be the adult version. But anyway, hey, enjoy that song. See you later.